Hey friends. Ooh, fuck, you could tell I'm up to some shit. And that's because this week we're talking about revenge. And I've learned a lot about revenge over the years. I've been through enough betrayals to fucking last me 2-3 lifetimes, you know? And I'm very about an eye for an eye. I'm very about fairness. And I'm very about getting my get back, bitch. But I have learned the true ways to get revenge. Like, what people think is revenge, no. I'm gonna tell you what really is revenge and how to get it, if you need to get it. So I'm gonna talk about when to get revenge, how to actually do it, and then sometimes you just don't need to. People just having to live life as who they are is their fucking revenge sometimes. You just gotta let them be. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this before people try and come for me for making this episode. This is about revenge. This is about how and when to retaliate if you're going to. This is when you're provoked. I'm not telling nobody to go out and stir shit or hurt people or manipulate people. But I'm gonna teach you how to manipulate the motherfuckers and hurt the motherfuckers that hurt you. I got you. So one of my favorite ways that I've found to get revenge on people that have hurt me is by weaponizing myself. And what I mean by that is revoking all access to me or having me in your life in any way. That is your biggest revenge you can give someone. I swear to God, I'm gonna break all this down and we're gonna get into it. But revenge starts when you first meet someone. Ooh, this is kind of bad. This is the way I see it. The way that I care about people and the way that I love them and who I am as a person. When you meet me, I am a fucking curse to meet because of how I care about people and just who I am at the core. You're never gonna fucking find nobody like me. So when I love someone and I care for someone, I will do absolutely anything for you. I'm there for people more than they've ever experienced. I make people feel safer than they've ever fucking experienced. The way that I love, I will make you feel more loved and special and valuable than anyone on this fucking earth when you interact with me. So the first step of getting revenge is you have to see in your mind how you're so valuable to other people. And it's not about looks, it's not about money, it's none of that shit. It's about your presence and the love you have to give. When you give that kind of love to someone and you're genuine as fuck and you truly care for them, the worst thing you can do and the thing that will cause them the most pain when they hurt you is to snatch it from them and fully fucking revoke all access to you and the love you have to give. Oh, it's so satisfying. Like, we're playing the long game with this shit, bitch. I'm gonna teach you how to play the fucking long game, because the whole getting in a fight with someone, or like they cheat on you or they betray you or whatever it is, and you like put your hands on them, it feels good in the moment. Been there, done that. You blow their car up, you key their car, whatever people like to do. Been there, done that. That only lasts for a few minutes. That satisfaction doesn't last long. But I'm going to teach you how to play with a long game. But what we're going to talk about with my couple points in this video is different situations to handle being betrayed and how to play the long game. Because we're not doing the little childish act off your emotions, do things that will make you feel good right now. You want to get revenge that makes you feel good the rest of your life. And it all starts with becoming an absolute fucking curse to meet. Because you're never going to meet no other friend like me. You're never gonna have another friend like me. You're never gonna have another boyfriend like me. Partner, nothing. No one is ever gonna make you feel the way that I make you fucking feel. So step one, like I said, is recognizing your own value and how much of a big contribution you are to someone's life and how you make them feel about themselves and how you truly care for them and what it's like to be cared for by someone like you. You have to get very clear on all the value you bring, because it's gonna make you very aware of how hard it is to lose someone like you. So when you get to the point where they hurt you or they fuck you over and betray you, when you snatch yourself out of their life and you revoke all access to you, you get peace of mind knowing they hurt and ache every single day that they wake up because you're not in their life. They will never find nobody like you. They will never feel cared about again like you made them feel cared about. This is kind of like twisted and fucked up. But I don't care. This is what I do. So the first situation I want to talk about is how to handle someone cheating on you. I have like 5 or 6 different scenarios where I'm going to tell you how to retaliate and get the revenge. First one's cheating. When someone cheats on you, you do not want to retaliate at all, because you do not want to give someone justification and help them feel better about what they just did to you. So let's say we're dating and you cheat on me, and I come and beat the fuck out of you, and beat the fuck out of who you're with, and like break both your legs. If I come and like attack you and retaliate, you know what you did to me was fucked up. But now you don't care as much. You're like, oh, Leo is a fucking psycho. I'm glad I cheated on him. He just broke my fucking legs and beat the shit out of me and who I cheated on him with. When you retaliate, it gives people justification to not have to look at what they just did to you. So that's the biggest thing, especially with a cheater. Do not retaliate in the moment. Do not attack them. Do not give them any justification or any way to feel better about what they just did to you. The true revenge is making them fucking sit there with it. Oh my God, it's so satisfying. Oh my God. Long game. Like I said, we're playing a long game. So the way to weaponize yourself against someone in this situation of being cheated on, you have to understand your relationship's done. There's no saving it. There's no fixing it. When someone cheats on you, there's no fix it, make it better. There's no undo. There's no command Z. There's no fix it. The relationship is done, whether you want to face it and believe that or not. You can try and go back into it, rebuild the trust, give them another chance. It's fucked. Your relationship as you knew it is done. It will never be the same. When your partner steps out on you like that, bitch, don't even fucking bother. Do not even bother with someone who's going to discard you like that and just do what the fuck they want to do. Fuck that. But what I'm trying to say with this is understand the reality of where you're at when someone cheats on you. It's done. The relationship's already gone. So when you exit this relationship, you want to do it so strategic and you want to do it so right because you can get your true revenge in the way you exit. Don't be a crazy bitch. I've been there. Don't be a crazy motherfucker. It's not as satisfying. So the way you weaponize yourself is by abandoning the absolute fuck out of who just hurt you and who just cheated on you. If you live with this person, pretend like you don't know. You better have confirmation and proof that they cheated on you. But one day when they wake up and go to work and they leave, get every single fucking thing you own out of that house and dip while they're fucking gone. Don't say shit. Don't send a text. Don't nothing. Completely abandon the fuck out of them. Because you know how bad it fucks somebody up if you were to just come home and all their shit's gone? Oh, it's so fucking satisfying. But the main point with that is like, for you to abandon someone, it sends them the message they have no fucking value at all. Like, that is gonna hurt worse than if you just beat the fuck out of them. Trust me. I've always said my whole life, I'd rather you stand me up and punch me in the fucking face and beat the shit out of me, shoot me, do what you gotta do, versus fuck with me emotionally. Because that is a lot harder and it's not a pain you can escape. Broken bones, bruises, cuts, all that can heal. And it heals just naturally. When you have emotional wounds, you gotta fix that shit. And it hurts so much worse. So what you're gonna do basically, you're wounded when you get cheated on. Wound that motherfucker right back. Abandon the shit out of them. That's what I would do. This is about to turn into a what would Leo do. But I'll abandon the fuck out of you. Reflect you, you have no fucking value. And you will never fucking hear from me again. If you're able to make a clean break like that, do it. 1000%. I would take it as far as like moving and like moving to a new state or moving somewhere else just to like absolutely traumatize the shit out of them for what they just did to me. But if you're not living with them, it's kind of better. Just ghost the fuck out of them. Ghost the absolute shit out of them. That's another option. There's one more option. But the whole thing with the ghosting, when you just ghost someone and abandon them, that is going to make them freak out. For many reasons, but it's gonna make them turn the knife on themselves. They're never gonna get certainty that you left because they cheated. They're never gonna know. You never said anything about it. So that's gonna be a thought in their mind. Oh, well, what if they didn't find out that I cheated? What else is the problem? They're gonna turn that knife at themselves and nitpick themselves of why was I not good enough? What happened? You're never gonna give them mental peace or clarity. That will fuck someone up worse than you can imagine. And if you cheat on me, be ready to handle what you just dished out. I'ma fuck you up right back, mentally. But we've all experienced being abandoned or ghosted, I feel. Like everybody knows it. And you start to nitpick yourself of why you weren't good enough or what happened. And you try and gain like clarity or closure. You can never get it. You can never get it from a situation like that. What you're doing is trapping them in what they just did to you. That is gonna ruin their self-esteem. It's gonna ruin them mentally. And that's the type shit you get on the long game. Play the long one. Now, the last option you can do is a respectable, clean breakup. So if you're dating someone and they cheat on you and you find out, get your proof, bring it to them. If you got cold, hard proof that they fucking cheated. This is why I'm leaving you. Print that shit out. Leave it on the fucking counter. This is why I'm leaving you. There's no chance of getting me back. We're done. Go in, emotionless, cold, show no fucking sadness, show no nothing. Walk in, drop that shit, be like, we're done, and leave. Do not look back. Do not reach out. I don't care how fucking sad you get. You go in there, you shut your emotions off, you handle that shit. They have no option but to respect you. You're not mad. You're not fighting. You're saying, this is why I'm leaving you. We're done. Do not ever contact me again as long as you live. Oh my God. Just imagine that situation flipped at you. There is no work it out. There is no hear me out. There is no nothing. Like, imagine someone came at you like that. Girl, you'd be booty hurt as fuck. If I cheated on someone and they came to me and just handled it so maturely and said, okay, I caught you cheating. We're done. There is no comeback from it. We're done. Do not ever speak to me again in your life. And they just left. What that's going to do to me emotionally. Oh my God. And that's why I'm saying to do this. So you got three options for how to handle it. Abandon them if you live with them. Ghost them if you're not living together. Or handle it maturely. And do not budge. When you say it's done, it's done. But I want to reassure you, baby, got nothing to fucking lose. It's already over with. Like I said, when they cheat, their relationship's done. It's tarnished. It's like trying to bring something back that was burnt to ash. It's no coming back. And I know some people are going to get mad at me like, oh, Leo, this is mean. This is vindictive. This is wrong. I don't play by right and wrong. I play by fair. So you hurt me and you think I'm going to just be the only one hurt? What the fuck I look like? All right, the next situation I'm going to teach you how to get revenge about is rejection. Oh, that one hurts. So when someone rejects you, the worst thing you can do to them is let them. Oh my God. Like I said, weaponize yourself against them. You gave someone a chance to be with you. They didn't want it and they rejected you or whatever happened. You need to make sure that is their absolute last chance of ever getting access to you. If you decline it, there is no comeback. There is no get it back. When you handle things right, people will always come back. Every single person who's fucked me over has always tried to come back. And what do I hit them with? No. Absolutely the fuck not. Ooh, it's so satisfying. But like, the rejection thing. They either don't see the value in you or they don't want you. That's all they have to say, is they don't fucking want you. Someone should only be allowed to say that to you one time in their fucking life. As long as they breathe, someone can only say, I don't want you, once. Do not ever let them be in the position to tell you twice, or you're a fucking dumbass. Love you, but I have to tell you the truth. There are no second chances with rejection, for me personally. And this is how I get revenge with that. Because the worst thing you can do when someone rejects you is take all of your energy and focus off of them and put it into yourself. You don't go put it into somebody else because they're going to be looking at the person like, oh, you downgraded or whatever. They're going to find a way to make it like not as big of a deal. They're going to see like, oh, she's butthurt. She's going to rebound with that guy. That's how people are going to look at it. Take all of your effort, energy, and attention and focus and shove that shit into yourself only. Because the best revenge you can get on someone who rejected you is to level up into someone they are not on the same caliber of. Literally level up so hard they can't get access to you again. That is the biggest fuck you can give somebody. Like, you didn't see my value when I was down here. Now it's so obvious in front of your face and you want me. And now you get that satisfaction of, nah, you'll never fucking get me again. And you're not going to be worried about them anymore because you're up here now. They're not on your fucking standards. You're going to be like, oh, ew, no. Like, I'm glad I dodged that bullet. You see? And I consider that the best revenge because you, every day, get to just know. What happened there? There's nothing better than someone rejecting you and then becoming too good for them. The way you just walk around in life, oh my God, I'm getting angry. Like the way you just walk around and behave when you know you got that upper hand like that of like you fucked around and found out. I love it. But every single time someone tries to come back into your life, when you get to hit them with that fuck no, oh, it feels better than breaking their fucking jaw. Trust me. It's just like, oh, it just builds and makes you feel better and hotter. And it just fucking drives you when you just have that. You know what I mean? Oh, I love it. And one of the biggest things I want to say, when you take all the energy and put it into yourself, don't post shit on social media. Go silent. not out of like bitter or butthurt or whatever, but do not post stories and videos and pictures of shit making it look like you're like fine and unbothered without them, because they're gonna know that's what you're doing. If they're over here rejecting you and you're sad about it, and then the next day you're out with a new person or you're out like drinking, they're like, oh, like it's obvious you're online trying to look cute for them. Everybody sees through it. Everybody fucking sees it. It's embarrassing. Don't do that. Literally, go fucking quiet. I don't give a fuck if it's a week, a month, like a couple of months. Just go quiet, do your own thing, disappear, and then when you come back leveled up so high, oh my god, bitch, this is the long game I'm talking about. You gotta play it, because that's where the true satisfaction of the revenge comes in. But it's not even revenge that's spiteful. It's revenge that did nothing but help you and make you become who you wanted to become and achieve what you wanted to achieve and look the way you want to look. Like, use this fucking pain and use this shit to put it into yourself and fucking level yourself up. That is the revenge. And it's nothing actually intended against them. All the pain and all the hurt is going to lift you up. And you just get to watch them stay down. All right, the next thing we're talking about for revenge is when someone's attacking you or doing crazy ass shit. Saying crazy ass shit, doing crazy shit. Like, my ex was a nut job. And when you're fighting with someone that you were like dating or someone you were close to, and they start doing some crazy ass shit, it's all fun and games when they're just tormenting you and no one knows. They're all comfortable acting out and doing all this crazy shit because it's just between you two. Your best revenge for that is to embarrass the absolute fuck out of them for their behavior by making sure everybody knows. Literally expose it. Just talk about what the fuck they're doing. But when you shed light on what someone is doing to you, they're gonna get very embarrassed by their actions and their behaviors. Like, when my ex was doing all that shit to me, as soon as I started telling people the weird ass shit he was doing, he would stop for a minute and then go crazier. Like, it was just a long story. But as soon as you expose what someone is doing and you make them seem crazy and irrational, because that's exactly what they're doing, is being fucking childish, they're not gonna be able to do it so freely. You know what I mean? Like, if you're the only one sitting there dealing with it, fuck that. Your revenge is to embarrass the shit out of them. They'll quit. So my next little topic I wanted to talk about with getting revenge is when someone wastes your time or leads you on. And my response is kind of the same as rejection. Like, just do not ever give them a chance to have access to you again. If someone wastes your time or leads you on, when you cut that shit off immediately and their first fuck up, they're done. You gotta realize this person in front of you is not who you think they are. Like, I know you might feel a lot toward them and you care about them and you like them. You're like, oh, I'm sad to have to cut it off. But you have to face, if they're being inconsiderate of you and your time and they're just leading you on and stringing you along, that's not someone who's gonna care about you. That's not the person that you want to go for. It's someone who's gonna fuck around with you. So understand, by you cutting them off is not losing them. They just revealed who they are, and that's why you lost them. You already lost them as soon as you see the true them. So that's already done. So don't look at it like, oh, now I have to cut it off. It could have been something great. They're not fucking great. Look at the truth of them. Look at their actions. Look at their behavior. Look at the way they treat you. That's done. You making the decision to cut them off is not ending it. They already ended it by being who they were. A little shit. But just imagine, like, you fuck something up with somebody, and you're like a little bit inconsiderate of their time, or you kind of like lead them on, you're like, eh, like half stringing them along, you're half invested, and they just cut that shit. Respectfully, politely, like, no, this is not gonna fly, like, good luck. You have no option but to respect them. Like, they're not gonna allow someone to like fuck with them or like fuck on them like that. Oh my god. That's what I'm talking about. The revenge in that is respect. Like, the person is going to respect the fuck out of you, and they have no option to, because you're not mad, you're not being petty, you're not being spiteful, you're calling out what you saw, you're not going to choose to put up with it or tolerate it, and you're done, you're out. Do you all get it? Like, do you see how that's so hot? Like, this person is going to envy you the rest of their fucking life. And then when you go about putting all your effort and energy into you and you start leveling up again, they're going to be like, whoa. All right, the next one's gonna get me canceled, I feel. I can already see clips of this getting like posted everywhere. But we're gonna talk about when someone disrespects you and how to get revenge on that. I have two options here. One, weaponize yourself. As soon as someone disrespects you, it's done, it's cut. You're not getting a second chance to fucking disrespect me. Cut that shit. Or you can do what I do. But I pick my battles. I go back and forth between these two of weaponizing myself and cutting them off and giving them no access to me. and retaliating. And the way I retaliate when someone disrespects me is, you disrespect me, I'm disrespecting you right back. Because I have a weird relationship with this, and people try and like tell me to be the bigger person all the time. I'm 6'7", I'm big enough. I don't have to fucking be the bigger person, I always am. But if I'm in a situation out in public and someone is a disrespectful little fuck, that pisses me off. Like, someone to disrespect me or put hate on me is like an energetic, like they're throwing negative energy onto me. Now, I'll be fucked if I'm gonna let you throw that on me and I just have to walk away with that and have the rest of my day just like be pissed off. Nope, I'm not the only one leaving the interaction pissed off. You're gonna be pissed off too, bitch. You wanted to throw it at me, I'm gonna throw that shit right back at you. We're gonna shit on each other, we're gonna disrespect each other, and we're both gonna walk away pissed off. But the thing is, usually when someone provokes me and disrespects me, I get pissed off because you just, who the fuck are you, bitch? Watch your fucking mouth. They're pissed off, they're in a bad mood, they transfer it to me. When I do something back to them, whether I yell at them verbally or do some disrespectful shit, so be it. I'm throwing that energy right back the fuck on you. Return to sender, ho. And when I leave an interaction after I've stood up for myself and disrespected a motherfucker right back, I just do it 10 times worse, I feel better. I feel good. They leave pissed off. So you see how it turns from you coming at me, disrespecting me, and I'm sitting here pissed off, and then I leave, and I'm like, oh, I should have said this, I could have said that, and I'm just in my head pissed off the rest of the day. Nah, fuck that. You throw it at me, I'm throwing it right back at you, because now I feel better. You see? Like, you're gonna leave the interaction with what you just threw. You tried to throw your negativity onto me, I threw the shit right back, and now you're the only one leaving with it. Fuck you. But I do choose my battles. I don't always do that. Like, sometimes I'll just, like, overlook things because I know I'm gonna get my revenge anyways. It's like if some little loser fucking piece of shit tries to, like, say something or, like, says some sly shit. Me just being who I am is the revenge. Them having to live their life as them is their punishment, which I've had to learn. It's taken a long time. But, like, these people that comment hate on social media, sometimes I clap back. Most of the time, I don't. They're ugly, stupid, or have zero personality and nobody wants to fucking watch them. You're already condemned to that pain. You living your life is painful enough, bitch. I just get to sit here and live my life because that's gonna piss you off worse. Me doing good, me continuing to succeed is gonna piss you off. So most of the time, I don't even acknowledge hate comments. Sometimes I'm in the mood to just stir some shit and throw it right back on them. Fuck you. But those are kind of the ways that I get my revenge for disrespect or people just like talking shit and like pissing me off. Like sometimes I'll attack back and sometimes I'll just play that long game where me being who I am and me succeeding is the revenge. Because you having to watch it, you having to watch a motherfucker you hate do better than you, look better than you, be better than you. Oh, that hurts. That hurts way worse than me telling you to go fuck yourself. Like imagine you hate somebody so bad, you comment some hate, and they don't even fucking acknowledge you. All these little fucking losers want is acknowledgement. I'm not giving you that. I'm gonna just live my life and buy a fucking pair of shoes that cost your rent. I'm a fucking asshole. And I'm fucking allowed to be. I don't care. All right, now the last thing I want to talk about getting revenge on is bullies. And people who used to make fun of you. Because I have a lot of bullies from my past. And I used to beat the fuck out of everybody. Like, I don't forget, I don't forgive, I don't give a shit, I don't do none of that. I'll deal with my consequences when I die. If the whole God shit's real, I'll handle that. All the time in high school, like, I used to just get my get back by attacking them. And then when I got out of school, I'd occasionally see one out, and I would just attack them off guard and just get them. Just for that, like, little Leo revenge, like, I just wanted to, like, beat the fuck out of them for what they did to me, and I would. And I used to just, like, catch people and just, like, do what I wanted to fucking do to them. Because why not? I don't forget, bitch. I don't forget. I'm gonna give you some of that pain you inflicted on me. Enjoy. But like I said with the whole cheating thing, that doesn't feel as good. Like, the way that I get revenge now on the people who used to bully me is by being and achieving everything they never fucking will. I am someone who has so much these fucking losers will never get. They'll never be nobody worth the fuck online. No one will care about them. They'll never look the way that I do. They'll never make the amount of money the way that I do by being myself. They're fucking nobodies. Like I said, they're condemned to their life. They're condemned to having to live their life as them. Putting your hands on someone is too easy. I want to make you regret your entire fucking life. Me waking up and achieving shit and being who I am is so triggering to people who hate me, and I get off on it. There's no better revenge than that. There's no better revenge than me succeeding for all these people who hated me all these years. And all these people hated me for no fucking reason. Now I gave you motherfuckers plenty of reasons to hate me. So now I expect the hate. Enjoy, bitch. Enjoy watching me achieve and be everything you'll never fucking be. You'll never be even a quarter of what the fuck I am. Ever. And that is what makes me wake up with a smile on my fucking face every day. Like a happy dick. I just wake up like, oh, like happy as hell. That's the true revenge. That is it. And I've had so many people who used to bully me and talk shit reach out to me and try to be friends with me now. Never in my fucking life will I be friends with you. I want you to hear me when I fucking say that. I wish you nothing but the absolute worst in your life. And so many people have asked me to coach them and give them advice. I'm all for helping people, and I want to get people through anything that I can and save anyone I can from their suffering, except the people who caused me suffering. I want you to suffer the same way that I did, and I want you to get to such a fucking point of hopelessness and pain that is where your realizations hit you, like you fucking did to me. I'm not showing nobody mercy. I will never give advice to anyone who used to bully me. All y'all that reach out and all y'all, oh, how you been? Long time. Yeah, and it's going to be even longer because now you're sitting in my fucking requested and I'm not opening it. I'm looking at your message for the satisfaction. I'm going to go fucking beat off to it. That you need help. That you're in pain. That you're suffering. The way that you fucking made me suffer. And you're asking me for help. That's my satisfaction. That's my revenge, is when I fucking ignore that shit. And I just get to know that you need me. And I get to know that you want my help. And I'm gonna hold it from you. Because when I needed help, when I needed mercy, who showed it to me? None of you. It really just baffles the hell out of me. Like, my bullies and everyone who hated me for so long are now like my biggest fans. And they ask me how I have so much confidence. They ask me how I love myself so much. And I just want to give a little piece of advice for all of you that are still watching. It's just going to get worse. And I'm sitting here waiting for it. No, I'm not going to fucking help you. I don't give a fuck if you pay me $100 million. I'll take your money and rob you blind. I ain't helping you, bitch. I'm an egotistical fuck. I'm an asshole. I'm the most caring, genuine person you'll ever meet. I care so much more than people even know. But, like I always talk about, there's duality in everything. As much as someone can love is as much as someone can hate. And my favorite thing is handling what people do to me, and I stay strong through it. And then I get to do it right back to them. And I get to watch them suffer and not be able to handle it. That shit gets me off. Like, I handled it. I made the hard decisions. I went through the hard shit. I went through the pain. And now that it's your turn, you can't handle it. Oh, wow. Ain't that some shit? You weak little fucking bitch. I handled it, but you can't. Funny. Basically, the moral of my story is weaponizing yourself is the best revenge. Becoming the best you can be is the biggest fuck you can send to anyone, especially people who don't like you or people who have hurt you. Case closed. The last thing I want to end this episode on is telling you, surprise, I released tote bags. I added a full line of tote bags to my merch collection. So for those of you that don't know, I have merch. The link will be in the description. You can shop it. It's cool shit. Like, it's all things that I wanted, but nobody made. So I made it so I could wear it. Like, I don't make anything that I wouldn't wear. That's why it's all black. I'll also link all of my social media in the description so you can follow me and keep up with me, see what I'm doing and buying and who I'm terrorizing. But everyone watching the YouTube version of this, leave me a thumbs up if you like this episode. Don't leave nothing if you didn't like it. And also leave me a little comment. Tell me what you thought. And if you didn't like something I said, tell me, we can fight about it. Like, I'm very open to fight about it. I don't mean fight about it. I'm very open to criticism and new perspective. So if you have a new perspective to share it with me. Like, I know I'm very harsh in my opinions, but I do reflect a lot. And if you have a good point, I give credit where credit is due. Like, if you check me and you write, okay, you write, you know? But if you're listening to the audio version of this, leave me a 5-star rating. A big fat 5-star for teaching you how to get revenge. But that's all I got for this episode. Everybody stay safe. Please take care of yourself. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday.